We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Terriers dropped a 5-2 contest at UNH today. Coach, what are some of your general thoughts on this contest?
First thing, I think the score really is not indicative of the type of contest it was today. We outshot them 15-10. Absolutely, I haven't looked at the corners, but I know the corner stats were a lot more as well. I think today was a case where we did a lot of things well, but we came up against a really hot goalie, as well as one of the top players in the country, a freshman that's on the England national team, number 13, getting a hat trick, scoring some pretty sensational highlight quality goals today. Maybe ESPN top 10. I hope it isn't, because I don't want that to be against us. But, I'm proud of the way we continue to battle. You would never know the score is 5-2 at the end of the game, the way we were competing, the way we were creating opportunities for ourselves, the way we were making them defend, the turnovers, the way we were creating turnovers on the field and creating, again, goal-scoring opportunities. So, second game of the season, you know, yes, disappointed that we didn't come away with the win, because, a mantra for us is we're in it to win it. But I think there's a lot of good hockey today, and again, statistically, 15-10 is not a 5-2 game. Congratulations to UNH, they battled hard. Congratulations to their goalie, and congratulations to the 13 for getting that hat trick.
Opening weekend split, what are some of the positives you're taking away from the first two games?
Again, I love this team. I love how they work hard. I love the connection that we have. I love the belief that they have in each other, the encouragement. Again, a game like today, you know, you could really start getting down on each other if that was our team culture. But our team culture really shined through today with our ability where we just continue competing to the very end, regardless of what the score was on the scoreboard, and really continue to push each other and support each other and play positive hockey out there.
And on the other side, what are some of the things you want to work on over the next couple of days before the Iowa weekend?
We got to take care of the ball, particularly on our outletting. I think I really felt that we were over the ball way too long and then creating a turnover. I'd like to see us just inject more pace into the game by less touches on the ball, better decisions on the ball, and really, you know, keep the air on the ball, keep the ball moving, play a better possession game. And I think we really need, once we start doing that consistently, I think we'll even create more goal scoring opportunities. We're getting more players as well. We had a really short bench today, particularly on the striker line. We had Pilly playing, trying to get in there. I think congratulations to the strikers. The strikers are supposed to play 3 to 4 minute shifts to get off and maybe get back on. So a total of 8 to 9 minutes a quarter. Our three strikers today and Pilly really had to play 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes. And we got Amalia back, which is going to help us. We picked her up at the airport yesterday. And we're going to be getting Brooklyn back as well and just getting players back in general. So hopefully we'll have a little more depth on the bench as well.